And we're live with the Virtual Real Estate Investing Podcast. Frank isn't here today. I was going to do a solo episode, but then I decided to bring on a special guest. Today with me, I have Miss Diane, one of our amazing virtual assistants. How are you, Miss Diane?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me here, John.
I think it's going to be really good. Diane may or may not be a little bit nervous, but I think she's going to do great. So let's jump right into it. Who are you, Diane?
Hi. Yes, my name is Diane DeCastro, and I am Gray Lines Acquisitions Associate.
Okay. So where are you from, Diane?
Yeah, I'm actually from Batangas, specifically in the Philippines.
Excellent. So you've been in the Philippines your entire life?
Yeah, born and raised in the Philippines. I'm married. I have one child and been with Gray Line for over a year now.
Excellent. And then what do you like to do in your free time? Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like, what makes Diane unique or special?
Well, when you say Diane, that means I'm the karaoke girl from Gray Line team. During the weekends, I just want to sing along with my sister, with my friends, with my daughter sometimes. And I love eating as well. I love food. That's what Excellent. I do during the weekends.
And what are some of your go-to karaoke songs?
I like the script. That's because of Gray Line. When Gray Line introduced Script, I went in and discovered or listened to some of their songs. And some of the Script songs like Break Even and what was the other one? Our Gray Line theme song. I forgot about it, but it's the Script songs. That's what
isn't,
I really like.
Isn't that Hall of Fame? Isn't Hall of Fame Script song?
Yeah, Hall of Fame. Yeah. I've been practicing that.
Good. Okay. So that's about you. So what is your job with Gray Line? What do you do day in and day out?
In Gray Line, we call it acquisitions associate, but in other companies, I think they call it as leads manager. So I usually just manage all the incoming leads in the pipeline in monday.com, which is our CRM. And recently, I just got trained by Adam in comping properties and making offers over the phone.
Right. So there's not a lot of virtual assistants, as a lot of people in our industry would call you. Comping properties and making offers, negotiating deals. What has that experience been like?
It's been really great. And based on my research and my friends' feedback, this type of task is not usual if you are a virtual assistant. Usually, if you're a VA, you do admin tasks for your clients. But Gray Line gave me this great opportunity to do comps for houses in the US and making offers. So it's really, really a great experience. And I'm learning a lot.
Good stuff. So at this point, what do you think is the best thing about your job, Diane?
A lot, but I'd like to highlight, the fact that everyone in the team shares the same vision and passion at work. I remember when Gray Line started, there was only there were three of us as your VAs when you guys started Gray Line Investments. And now our team just got bigger and a lot better, which is a sign that every team member loves what they are doing. So that's what I really like about my job. And definitely, again, I'm learning a lot. I've learned a lot and I'm still learning a lot from Gray Line.
Excellent. And we learn a lot from you. You're asking great questions and bringing awesome knowledge to the table every day, and we so appreciate you. So if that's some of the great stuff about your job, what are some of the not great things about your job, or some of the tough things about your job?
What's not great about this job, like in general, if you're working virtually, like I actually met a lot of new friends in Grayline. We have team members all over the world from Pakistan and from El Salvador. And I'm just super grateful that I have new friends now because of Grayline. However, the sad part is that it's quite hard or probably challenging for us to meet up and bond in person because, again, we're too far from each other and the setup is virtual. And along with that, of course, the current global situation. So that's what's not really great about my job. And lastly, the funny thing is probably the background noise. If you're working virtually, you know, the barking dogs in the background, noisy neighborhood. But definitely, I did something about that. I bought like a noise cancellation headset. And it so far resolved the problem. Those right. two things, actually.
I haven't heard a rooster at all, which usually if you're talking to someone in the Philippines, I feel like they always, you always hear a rooster. It's crazy. I'm like, right. How many roosters are in this country? You know? what about the time difference? I thought you may bring that up because you work the night shift, right? Like we work, what do we work? We work 10 to six or 11 seven. To seven or 10 to seven. Eastern Standard Time, right? So New York time, start 10 in the morning, get done at 7 p.m. But what time is that in the Philippines?
That's literally like the opposite. So 10 o'clock in the evening up until 7 o'clock in the morning. Time difference. Well, if you can remember during our interview when I applied as a VA in Grayline, you asked me about this question and I said it was... it's never a problem because I actually worked in the call center industry for about 8 or 9 years and it has always been our setup. It may be sometimes challenging, especially for a mom like me, because, you know, household chores will never end if you're a mom. And during morning, I have to do some stuff. But, to address that, I made sure to discipline myself and, you know, using phones, social media, and spend more time in resting. So with the time difference, so far I don't have any issues with that. I'm used to it.
Good stuff. So two more questions. One is, what are some tips you have for people that want to become virtual assistants? And then the last question will be, what recommendations do you have for people that want to hire virtual assistants, right? So you can answer them one at a time or kind of combined, right? But what advice do you have for an aspiring virtual assistant, then also for a company that would like to start hiring virtual assistants?
It's a great question, John, because I know a lot of people, especially from the Philippines, would like to become, you know, a virtual assistant. First of all, just make sure that you are ready to, as they win the battle, if you want to apply for a job virtually, you want to make sure that your skills are built up, like your communication skills, build up your communication skills, admin skills, most importantly, and then use your resources. There are tons of resources online, like Facebook groups for VAs. And I personally reached out to my friends who were working virtually back then. I asked help from them, and that's how I got here in Grayline. So I'm super thankful. For the clients or people who are planning to hire VAs, that's kind of, it's actually tough. I mean, you have to look for people that you can trust. You are not able to monitor them real time because they're actually from the other side of the world. So you may want to hire someone, or you may want to ask questions that'll gauge how trustworthy are they during your initial interview. And then in the first 30 days of employment, you want to observe them first and see how things will go from there. I really don't have an idea. Maybe John is the best person who can answer that. So far, we've been in Grayline for almost or over a year now. So, but that's what I can advise them.
No, I think that's a great answer. I think you know, I think some, a lot of people overcomplicate it, right? It's like, well, how do you hire a virtual assistant? How do you manage a virtual assistant? And I think maybe a better question or a better way to think about it is, how do you hire anyone? How do you lead a team of anyone, no matter where they are, right? So, hey, we are a remote working company, and some people are in the United States and some people are in other countries. But I think everything you would have in a normal company, we have in our company, right? So I think too many people are like, virtual assistant, hiring a virtual assistant is different than hiring, you know, a virtual assistant in the United States. And although there are some cultural things here and there, I think generally it is, how do you grow a team, right? It's probably better to learn about how to grow a team than just going, hey, how do you hire a virtual assistant? But I know you were a little nervous, Diane, but I think you did excellent. We'll go ahead and wrap it up here. You can have the final word, though. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, so I actually don't have any message. Just check out our other podcast episodes. That'll really help you, especially if you're just starting in real estate investing. Thanks, John, for having me here.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Miss Diane. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope just gave you a little idea of how you know, virtual assistants look at their role, how we look at our virtual assistants. But Miss Diane's awesome. If you can find one, it'll, you know, someone as awesome as Diane, it'll help your company a ton. So thanks for everything. Take care, everyone.